It's time now for our press review with Leo McGuinn. And Leo, you start with Ukraine, where President Volodymyr Zelensky has called on Western allies to maybe put in a little bit more effort.
Yeah, as you can see in the Kyiv Independent this morning, Zelensky has asked the question, why can't our allies defend us in the same way that they protected Israel? By defending Israel, the free world demonstrated that unity is not only possible, but 100% effective. That's a quote from Zelensky's nightly address. I'll bring you another quote, as you can see in the Kyiv Post this morning. Give us what we need and we will do the rest. That's from Foreign Minister Dmytro Kuleba, saying that even if allies can't act the same way as they did in Israel, at least give them the tools to do it themselves. Politico have this morning, blasting what they call double standards, Western double standards. They say that the show of airborne prowess by Western allies and their partners in the Middle East, which included rushing fighter jets to knock down missiles and drones headed towards Ukraine, proved the effectiveness of Israel's missile defense system when combined with some of the world's most advanced aircraft. But it also pointed to a yawning difference in the way Western powers treat Israel compared to Ukraine. So why can't Kyiv's partners do exactly the same in Ukraine? Well, that's the question that was posed to UK Foreign Secretary David Cameron on LBC yesterday, a London-based radio station. Host Nick Ferrari asked why the RAF couldn't act as they did in Israel. Cameron's response was that putting NATO forces in direct conflict with Russia would cause a worrying escalation in conflict. The Foreign Secretary said that the best thing the UK could do was continue to provide financial support to Kyiv.
Now, speaking of financial support to Ukraine, funding from the US looks like it could be inching a little bit closer to actually materialising this time.
Yeah, $60 billion aid package to Ukraine has been stalled for months now. Although, as you can see in the New York Times, Speaker Mike Johnson said on Monday that he planned this week to advance a spending package to aid Ukraine and other American allies. But I want to bring you this, which is in the Washington Post, which says that Ukraine's attacks on Russian oil refineries have deepened tensions between Ukraine and the US. On one hand, the Biden administration views the attacks as reckless and likely to raise energy prices. On the other hand, Kyiv sees them as vital in the war against Russia. Vice President Kamala Harris first made the request to Zelensky back in February to refrain from hitting infrastructure, a request that was ignored. In fact, Ukraine have doubled down on the strategy. The White House have been accused of prioritising domestic politics over Kyiv's military goals. That's been denied. And while the US has acknowledged that keeping global energy markets is a vital aim for the administration, they say it's also important for sustaining support for the Ukrainian war effort in Europe. And an increase in energy prices risks dampening European support for Ukraine. Ukrainian aid, a senior US official is quoted as saying, the US positions all stand in contrast to Washington's allies in Europe who have defended Ukraine's right to hit Russian energy targets.
And now let's finish in the UK, where a former short-lived prime minister is causing quite a stir. Can you tell us more?
Short-lived indeed. It's Liz Truss, prime minister for 49 days, and she's backed Donald Trump to win the US election, as you can see in Politico. She also laid in to Joe Biden. It comes as Truss is promoting a new book, which comes out today. To put it mildly, it hasn't gone down exactly well. One line from Politico, they say, history is written by the victors, but that hasn't stopped Liz Truss from having a go. This is the Times who say that Liz Truss's book reveals a total absence of self-reflection. This article jokes that snakes were recently found to have self-recognition. At the other end of the league table are sea lions, jackdaws, and the mercifully endangered species commonly known as Liz Truss. The book goes into details of her failed time at Downing Street, which she says would not be rated well on Airbnb due to all the fleas. She also discusses being the PM when Queen Elizabeth passed away. We learned that Truss's reaction to the death was, why me, why now? She also says she hasn't ruled out running for Tory leader once again, saying she has unfinished business. This Guardian article, I can't actually bring you, discusses her US ambitions. The American version of the book carries praise from two hard right-line senators, Ted Cruz and Mike Lee, both vocal enemies of Biden. She also claims to be leading revolution against globalism, socialism, and the liberal establishment.
Well, let us hope that, if nothing else, the book is at least an entertaining read.